now to Petula for the business news.
Thanks, Mary. Good morning. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar is in Belfast today and will meet with a number of business groups. His visit follows Northern Ireland's largest ever trade mission to Dublin last month. Business groups want to capitalise on the North's unique post-Brexit trading position. Retail NI Chief Executive Glyn Roberts joins us. Good morning.
Morning.
Hi there. Northern Ireland enjoys dual access to both the EU and UK markets. But how difficult is it to capitalise on that position in the midst of political deadlock?
Well, of course, political instability is always bad for business. And I know that's a central feature of the Taoiseach's visit today, where he's meeting the political parties. I mean, we're dealing not just with a cost of living crisis in Northern Ireland, but a cost of doing business crisis made all that much worse because we don't have a working administration in place to help and assist working families and, of course, the business community as well.
The Windsor framework is intended to ease post-Brexit trade between Northern Ireland and the rest of the UK. It's seen as an improvement on the original Northern Ireland protocol, but it does not resolve all its problems, particularly around labelling. That's going to be an issue for your members. How will they be affected?
Well, of course, there still is a number of outstanding issues with the Windsor Court that we do need to resolve. Labelling is one of those. We're engaging with the UK government on this. I think we do need to get very clear advice and guidance from the government, because let's not forget that much of the Windsor Accord is being brought forward in October, and that's only a month and a bit away, sort of way. So we have a number of challenges. Of course, the implementation of Windsor is going to be a challenge, and so we need to see much more structured dialogue between the UK government, the EU, and the local business community. But ultimately, I think Northern Ireland, as we said at the trade delegation that we had with the Tánaiste and, of course, the Taoiseach as well, I think we're very keen to get across that Northern Ireland has vast untapped potential. You know, we have a skilled workforce, a steady pipeline of talent from our education institutions, dual market access with the Windsor Accord, emerging clusters in new industries like tech, cybersecurity, health and life sciences. And of course, we have an opportunity to showcase all of this with the big investment conference in the middle of next month as well. So Northern Ireland economically has many opportunities in the months and years to come, but ultimately we won't realise any of that until we have a working government at Stormont.
The Northern Ireland economy is affected by what most economies are affected by. Inflation and rising interest rates is a concern for businesses across the whole island of Ireland, north and south. How is it impacting the retail sector in Northern Ireland?
Well, one of the biggest issues is the fact that many working families are paying that much more for their mortgages and overseas. Like many across the world, they're paying much more for their energy. But of course, with the mortgage crisis in the UK, that means that, you know, people are spending less in retail and hospitality. And our members are telling us that they're seeing that, you know, when people are cutting back on what they spend, they're maybe perhaps buying much more frozen food than ever before, which is an indicator that people are cutting back in spending. And I think that there is a danger there that, you know, by increasing interest rates in the way that the Bank of England has been doing, really could push us into a recession in the UK. And I hope that that can be avoided. But, you know, there are some significant challenges ahead. And of course, one of the things not having Stormont in place means that the rates, I mean, in England, small businesses, the UK government has given small businesses a 75% reduction in their rates bill. We didn't get that in Northern Ireland because Stormont wasn't in place. So there, you know, we're not able to deal with some of the challenges facing the economy because we don't have a working government at Stormont.
UK retail sales were out yesterday and they showed July's wet weather hit business. Was spending dented in Northern Ireland by the damp weather too?
It is. The weather is one of the perennial challenges that, alas, we don't have much control over. You know, bad weather is always bad for business and good weather is always good for business. That's just one of the realities that we have to deal with. But, you know, I think that, you know, it is an ongoing challenge. We've always had that. But I think, you know, the retail sector in Northern Ireland is very resilient and, you know, we will move forward.
Glyn Roberts, Retail NI Chief Executive, thank you for coming on the programme.